A major barge line serving Southeast is raising its rates, but it's also reducing its fuel surcharge. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Barge lines ship groceries, building supplies, cars, and beer, among other goods, to Alaska. Most retailers pass on the expense, so shipping rate changes can affect the cost of many of the items residents regularly purchase. One of the state's major barge companies, Alaska Marine Lines, plans to increase the cost of shipping to and from Southeast by 5% later this month. AML already raised rates for South Central service by 5.25%. President Kevin Anderson says the line is trying to keep up with expenses.
Wages continually go up. Our capital costs increase when it comes to building new equipment or purchasing forklifts, that sort of thing. Workman's comp took a huge hit this year. It goes on and on and on.
Another factor is fuel, but the company and its competitors calculate that separately. The last time Alaska Marine Lines didn't have a fuel surcharge was in 2002. It ran as high as 30% last summer, but it's been dropping. The latest reduction changed the Southeast shipping fee from 11 to 7.5%. It reduced the South Central surcharge from 15 to 11.5% last month. Anderson says he can't say how long the fuel surcharge will stay this low.
We have no control over the price of fuel, and just for example, we just lowered it to the lowest it's been in a long time, and now a week later, the diesel went up 40 cents a gallon, so you just don't know. It's a moving target all the time.
The fuel fee drop and the general rate increase come close to canceling each other out. The result is a small price hike. Northland Services, Southeast's other major barge line, has also reduced its fuel surcharge rate. It dropped from 14 to 11% last month. Northland also plans a 5% general rate increase in February. Overall fees are going up, in part because shipping is down. Anderson says fewer construction and retail goods are being barged, and tourism is down, which impacts the lines as well as other businesses.
All the curio stores, you'd be amazed over the amount of containers full of T-shirts and hats and all the trinkets that they sell. So it's a big part of our business.
Barge rate changes are reported to the Surface Transportation Board, a federal regulatory agency. But the board mostly focuses on rail traffic and does not limit barge company price increases. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.